are at the midway point, and I think you guys are doing really well still. As I go through this wrap up, I'm going to call out just a couple of things that I see, some things I want to comment on. Again, when I say comment on it, I really just sort of want to add my two thoughts. It's not a matter of critique or anything like that. So this week can be interesting because in the discussion board, I ask you to think about and respond to something you did not read, right? I just wanted you to sort of contemplate this whole concept of this other transcendental virtue. And I do this intentionally, right? And I think it kind of surfaced in the discussions in general. So I kind of want to point at that. And that is, transcendentals from the Greek is, you know, good, generic, secular kind of language. In the history of philosophy and theology, a lot of that language got code switched and converted to Christianity, right? Through St. Augustine. There's a whole reason for all of that. Not so much unity. And there are different reasons for that aren't relevant to this. But I like what Tom Morris suggests. And that is, you know, at work, there's got to be this transcendental part of your life there to make it really worth doing. And he does, he sort of calls it the spiritual dimension. I think that's probably the fairest way to approach this concept at work. Now, the tricky bit with that, as it surfaced in the discussion, is, and I think that's why I ask you, like, what does it even really mean to say the spiritual element, or what does it mean to have this virtue of unity? Because it all sounds kind of wackadoodle malarkey. And we do one of two things, right? So we either take that as some kind of borderline new agey kind of thing, which it really isn't, but that's what happens with maybe spirituality in general, or we code switch it hard the other direction as a matter of faith in terms of religion and institution and doctrine. And that is one that we have to be very careful with. And one of you, either in the discussion or in the reading, even suggested, right, that Christianity is a relationship with Christ. It's not a religion or a set of doctrines. And I think that is the most important element, right? This concept of unity is more about relationship and relating to each other than it is about saying, here's some important doctrinal piece you have to believe, or this is the only way that you're absolutely saved. And I think, right, this is the part that's really difficult, is matters of faith and salvation are important, but should be recognized as somewhat different than having a spiritual dimension to your life, right? The sort of holistic existence. Are those things important? Yes. And there's a lot to it that you should probably think about in a theology course. This isn't really that. But I think, as a number of you kind of hinted at, right, there's a way that you all can connect, and that is the peace, right? How do you establish those real connections with people? And I think you're sensing, right, if you go in the direction of saying something closer to, well, this is what it means to be saved, and you're doing it wrong, that is going to cause some problems, right? That is going to be where people differ, and it all kind of falls apart. And that's not what we're talking about, right? We're talking about how you connect with people, not how you disconnect with people. So I will say that and kind of leave that there. As far as the readings, right, this is a tough position as well, and that's part of this week, realistically, right? To make you focus on, you know, here's the good life. Hey, it's great. No, there are bad days. There are things that really stink. There are things that really sort of suck. And how do we process that? And as some of you sort of point out, you were made stronger or were made better through adversity. But at the same time, there's this sort of weird cliched attitude we can bring in that's wrong, which is, oh, well, God won't give you more than you can handle, or there's a reason for everything that God does. And what happens, it really sort of makes I mean, again, this is the problem with the way we sort of interpret religion sometimes into our lives. Like, somehow God made this happen to me. God did this to me. That's, what a jerk. I mean, that's the problem we run into. And I say it that way because when we do that to other people, that's what it sounds like. Like, oh, you're going through a lot. I don't know why. I mean, God must be testing you. God, I mean, if I'm the one hearing that, that's what I'm thinking. Like, God's a jerk. I didn't really need that test, right? So I think we have to be really careful about how that comes across, because I don't think God is actively saying, well, you know, you're getting too big for your britches. I better set you down and straighten you out the hard way. That doesn't fit a lot of the other narrative I have about God. But this stuff is really important in terms of, and, you know, again, going back to, it looks like it might have been Douglas that made this comment about Christianity's relationship, not a religion. Right, is if you're going to take this part seriously in terms of faith, then in those moments when it's most adverse, how does that relationship come to fruition? Now, the beauty of using things like a spiritual dimension at work or using a value of unity is that if you are not Christian, if you are not theologically geared that way, you still recognize that part of what's going on is when things are bad, you still need something or somebody in your life. And yeah, we're going to have to figure that out. One of the things that's going to come into play here coming in this next week, it's going to be a longer week for you work-wise. There's a journal, and then there's two discussions, and then the second week of your gratitude journal, which you guys are doing fantastic. The reason we do the mission, vision, value kind of thing is something I started a number of years ago, and it sort of connects, right? One of the things is, and we'll debrief more, but I want to plant this seed going for this week in terms of vision. That can be the thing that gives you the most energy. And sometimes when you're in the worst position, right, we're talking about adversity, we're talking about failure, we're talking about setbacks, do you have the thing in your mind that will give you the energy to keep going? Do you have the people and places to go to help you? And that's part of what is really difficult. So last comment on your on the papers, I think they were all good. I didn't comment a whole lot because I can't sort of like objectively, you know, grade your life. So I'm just looking for the sort of pieces we asked for in the assignment. But the thing is about when we talk about circumstance, or affect, agency, and circumstance, right? The circumstances are there. Some of them are great, some of them are bad. And the affect is how you feel about those things. And that affect often directs your behavior. So when we talk about adversity, it's still gonna have adverse situations. We're trying to figure out how do you take control, how do you exercise your free will and autonomy and your agency to get through that. And oftentimes it's a recognition you can't quite do it by yourself. Sometimes it's a recognition out of gratitude that you may actually have to help other people when they're in those positions of adversity. So keep up the good work. We're on the downhill slide, right? So we're week 5. Keep it going.